Hey everybody, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and you can see all these videos. I have links for Into the Multiverse stuff. If you're interested in Christina and what my wife is doing, she's got her store up there. I think she's going to be posting some videos pretty soon too, so that'll be I'll put a link to those when that happens. Lots of free stuff, lots of really cool stuff. And also I take what you guys have to say seriously when you give me good, suggestions and honest feedback and even critical feedback. I thrive on that, and that really helps me out a lot. So I try to shape everything, this channel and the website and all that stuff to what you want. So that's why it helps me so much when you leave comments and you tell me things that you like, things that you don't like, and most importantly, why. Because I have to be able to separate the trolls from the real honest people. And it's not just, trolls don't like me, and the real honest people like everything I do. That's obviously not how anybody should think, but a lot of people do. I don't think that way. I think if somebody's giving honest feedback, they'll provide reasons why. It won't be just some stupid comment with nothing to back it up. It'll actually be a comment with reasons why they feel the way they do, or what I'm doing wrong, if there's something I'm doing wrong, or something they would like to see more. And you guys have made a lot of really cool suggestions, so I appreciate that, and it certainly helps me out. So go to joshpeckdisclosure.com for all the free material. You'll get basically everything that I'm doing. Also, if you could click on that donate button and help me out there too, that would be great. Because we're still running into a lot of technical difficulties that, I don't want this channel to feel like amateur hour. I feel like I have the content to back up what I'm doing, and I want to get the production value better than what it is now. And that stuff is expensive. So is the time to do these videos and editing. All that is time. Time is money, all that stuff. So if you believe in what I'm trying to do here, donate. It would really help me out. And also, most importantly, I try to talk as much as I can about Christianity and stuff. YouTube makes that really difficult to have any kind of effective YouTube ministry anymore. But I do, like, for example, I'll have a video on like something philosophical or something about like objective truth versus subjective truth, and then I'll talk a lot about Christianity there. I'm trying to appeal to people in that type of way, because there's a lot of atheists that are really into philosophy, but obviously they're not into Christianity because they think that the two are mutually exclusive. I don't believe they are. So I'll talk about that stuff. I do try to spread the gospel as much as I can on this channel. Even though YouTube doesn't like it, believe me, if this was all about money, I would do a how-to YouTube channel or something. I would do something that has nothing to do with Christianity or conservatism or any kind of controversial view. I would do something else. I actually probably would do a YouTube channel on video editing, because I'm good at it. There's a lot that can help people out there, and that channel would grow. I know that that channel would grow really, really fast, and I could probably make a lot of money off that. It's not about the money. It's about the message. It's about trying to make the world a better place. It's about getting people saved, introducing people to Jesus, and maybe some new ideas. But also, it's about trying to teach other Christians how we can get along better with one another. Just things that we should kind of know, because they are in the Bible, but we might not know they're actually in the Bible because our pastors don't tell us, or we might not have time to read it every day. A lot of different reasons. So I see a lot of passion in the church. There's a lot of passion, but I think there's also some ignorance that can kind of get in our way. And so I'm trying to provide something for the church through that here. But again, unfortunately, just because of the world that we live in, it does cost money. And so if you could click the donate button and help me out, that would be fantastic. It really does help. I think there's even a way you could set up a monthly payment if you wanted to. That would greatly help me out, and it would help out this cause. And also, leave me, if you can't donate your money, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing this video, praying for me, for sure, praying for the channel, praying for the people watching. Well, you should be praying anyway. But yeah, you can donate your time by sharing this video, talking to your friends about it, showing people the website, joshpeckdisclosure.com, and showing people how they can get a whole bunch of free material that they don't have to pay for. I have done all the work for you. So yeah, you can have people check that out. That'd be a great help. JoshPeckDisclosure.com. Also follow me on all social media outlets. I'm on pretty much all of them. And especially Steemit. That's my favorite right now is Steemit. So Steemit.com/@JoshPeck. Check me out there. So I think Nikki Haley is a superhero. A literal one. I think she is a superhero. And you know, I do love that there are actual for real good strong women in the world that you know my daughter can look up to. You know, somebody that's out there in the world. You know, obviously she looks up to her mom and stuff. You know, she's the strongest woman I've ever met. But you know, I mean, you remember being a kid. You watch TV. You get kid. You kind of get this almost emotional connection with the characters on television shows and stuff. For me, when I was a kid, it was like a lot of superhero cartoons and stuff. And it was then later on, it was kind of like sitcoms. And for people who remember TGIF, you know, like 2 decades ago, or actually longer than that, probably like 25 years ago, maybe. I'd have to look it up. But but yeah, you almost developed it. So in my house, I've been trying to put more things on. That you know we still do movies and but I try to put more stuff on TV that that you know my kids can look up to but for real reasons, not just because you know they're a CGI hero on TV, but because they are actually you know a hero because they're standing in the face of opposition for what not even what they believe is right, just what is right. You know, Nikki Haley is definitely one of those people. So recently she gave this UN speech, and it is just awesome. One of my favorite quotes, I will not shut up, rather, I will speak some hard truths. But anyway, so let's see, this would have been last Tuesday, but I also don't know what day that this is going up. So it was either your last Tuesday or the Tuesday before that. But anyway, on a Tuesday, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, she gave this this fiery speech in which she blistered the UN. She's actually standing up against just this evil organization. Oh my gosh! But for its gross bias against Israel, she ripped Hamas for subjugating the Palestinians in Gaza and slammed Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas for leaving the UN chamber before she even made her remarks, before she even had a chance to speak. You know, again, it's like it's a personal deal. It's not for these people. It's not about the weight of the argument or what the argument actually is. It's about all this stupid subjective political stuff. But anyway, so she began her remarks by noting, "We are meeting today in a forum that is very familiar to all of us. This session on the Middle East has been taking place each month for many, many years. Its focus has been almost entirely on issues facing Israelis and Palestinians, and we have heard many of the same arguments and ideas over and over again. We have already heard them this morning. It's as if to say the same things repeatedly without doing the actual hard work and making the necessary compromises will achieve anything." So after thanking people who worked with the Trump administration for peace, noting that they tried to broaden the discussion about the Middle East, she continued, here's a quote, "One reason we did that is our well-founded belief that the United Nations spends an altogether disproportionate amount of time on Israeli-Palestinian issues. It's not that those issues are unimportant. They are certainly very important. The problem is that the UN has proven itself time and again to be a grossly biased organization when it comes to Israel. As such, the UN's disproportionate focus has actually made the problem more difficult to solve by elevating the tensions and the grievances between the two parties. Another reason we have attempted to shift the discussion is that the vast scope of the challenges facing the region dwarf the Israeli-Palestinian conflict." So Nikki Haley listed the incendiary situations in Yemen, Syria, and the strengthening of the terrorist group Hezbollah in Lebanon. The remaining members of the Islamic State who still pose a threat, and last the terrorist sponsoring regime in Iran that initiates and encourages most of the troubles that she outlined. She also added, "These immense security and humanitarian challenges, excuse me, throughout the region should occupy our attention rather than having us sit here month after month and use the most democratic country in the Middle East as a scapegoat for the region's problems." Problems. She continued, Israel has been forced to live under constant security threats like virtually no other country in the world. It should not have to live that way, and yet Israel has overcome those burdens. It's a thriving country. So then Haley turned to the Palestinians, and she said, "It is the Palestinian people who are suffering more. The Palestinians in Gaza live under Hamas terrorist oppression. I can't even call it a government authority, as Hamas provides so little in the way of what one would normally think of as government services. The people of Gaza truly live in awful conditions while their Hamas rulers put their resources into building terror tunnels and rockets." So after noting that Abbas had left the room, Haley said the rest of her remarks would be directed to him, despite the fact that he exited. She ripped the infamous UN Resolution 2334, which the Obama administration could have vetoed in the Security Council in December of 2016, but didn't. She stated that while she would not go into detail, the fact that the resolution encouraged the notion that Israel could be pushed into a deal against its vital interests damaged the prospects for peace. So then she stated this. This is a little long, but it's really important, and I want to read it all. These are her words. She said, "I sit here today offering the outstretched hand of the United States to the Palestinian people in the cause of peace. We are, oh, and I'm glad that she mentioned Palestinians and, along with this, because a lot of people want to make this a Jew-Palestinian problem, like a racial problem. And it's not. Like a lot of problems in our country that the left will want to turn into a racial issue. And it's not. This identity politics, it's culture. It's a country. It has nothing to do with race. It's about the culture. But anyway, so I want to continue, but I don't want to get too far off into that. So she continues, "We are fully prepared to look at a future of prosperity and coexistence. We welcome you as the leader of the Palestinian people here today, but I will decline the advice I was recently given by your top negotiator, Saab Erekat. I will not shut up. Rather, I will speak some hard truths. The Palestinian leadership has a choice between two different paths. There is a path of absolutist demands, hateful rhetoric, and incitement to violence. That path has led and will continue to lead to nothing but hardships for the Palestinian people. Or there is the path of negotiation and compromise. History has shown that path to be successful for Egypt and Jordan, including the transfer of territory. That path remains open to the Palestinian leadership if only it is courageous enough to take it. The United States knows the Palestinian leadership was very unhappy with the decision to move our embassy to Jerusalem. You don't have to like that decision. You don't have to praise it. You don't even have to accept it. But know this, that decision will not change. So once again, you must choose between two paths. You can choose to denounce the United States, reject the U.S. role in peace talks, and pursue punitive measures against Israel in international forums like the UN. I assure you that path will get the Palestinian people exactly nowhere towards the achievements of their aspirations. Or you can choose to put aside your anger about the location of our embassy and move forward with us toward a negotiated compromise that holds great potential for involving the lives of the Palestinian people." So then she concluded, "Our negotiators are sitting right behind me, ready to talk, but we will not chase after you. The choice, Mr. President, is yours." So anyway, I just think that I think that's so cool, and I think that she's a phenomenal representative for or representation of good American values and of courage, not willing to back down when she's in the right, but also extending this open invitation for some type of resolution, for talks, for she's not the one leaving the room because she's offended or she's triggered or whatever. She's courageous enough to actually say, "No, let's talk. Let's talk," even though that's unpopular. I love that. I absolutely love that. So. Anyway, I wanted to talk. I just wanted to just kind of mention that and do a quick video on that, just because I think it's so cool. And I'm glad that there are good female role models for my kids, because of course you turn on the TV and you get a lot of leftists, you get a lot of well, shoot, even role models for my son, because a lot of the media is just insulting and wants to put down white males or white boys, especially, put them down. And that's a whole other video, but it's just good that even in political arenas like this, there is still virtue in the world. There is still some good stuff for me to be inspired by, for my wife to be inspired by, and for my kids to be inspired by. So anyway, that's pretty cool. I am really into that. That is phenomenally awesome. I would like to know what you guys think, though. Obviously, not everybody's going to agree. And excuse me, I was just minimizing the screen here. So obviously, not everybody's going to agree. I get that. It's fine. But kind of like what we talked about in another video, and we will continue to talk about. Well, what's instead of getting emotional about it, or instead of getting racist about the Jews or whatever about it, what's your actual argument if you are against it? If you're not, if you're into this just as much as I am, and you enjoy this kind of stuff, what about it? What about it do you enjoy? What inspires you about it? For me, I think it's a good reflection of American values, the Western mindset kind of is what it should be. Based in Judeo-Christian values, which even that not a lot of people want to agree on, but there's I just that's a good attitude to have. I think she came across strong, yet willing to talk, willing to hear out the other side, because if you know you have the truth, if you know and if you believe that much that you're right, hearing the other side shouldn't threaten you. That's why Nikki Haley did the right thing. This other guy just left the room, didn't even want to hear what she had to say because he's threatened by it. He doesn't have an argument. He doesn't have a valid argument to present. So anyway, because if he did, he would stay. He would if he was really that confident, then he would have stayed and he would have presented his, and he would have just demolished her, But that's typically what cowards do. Typically, when cowards are presented with a logical argument and they don't have one, they will turn to emotional outbursts, or they'll leave, or in extreme circumstances, they'll turn violent. It comes out in all these ways that's not a logical, rational argument or discussion or debate or anything like that. So I just love that. I thought that was really cool. Just wanted to tell you guys about it. Again, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Check out all the free materials that I have provided for you, and I have happily spent my free time doing for you. I don't go to work and work on this stuff. I don't go to work and work on Josh Peck Disclosure stuff. When I'm at work, I'm on Skywatch time, and I do Skywatch stuff. I do Into the Multiverse. I write books. I do all that there. When I'm here, and when I'm not spending time with my family, I'm doing this. So I think it's important, and I think more of you are getting more out of it than there are those who aren't, if that makes sense. That was a weird way to word it, but you know what I mean, though. I love the feedback. I even love the critical feedback. And actually, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to do a video on that because I think it's important. I'm going to do a video that I want to engage with my audience some more. And I want to know your feedback on some more having to do with this channel and stuff like that. And I want to give praise to the people who give me critical feedback, but who aren't necessarily worried about my feelings, but they're not trying to be insulting. They're trying to be helpful, even if they disagree with the way that some of the ways that I do things. That is incredibly helpful to me. So leave me a comment below. Tell me what you think. Head on over to Josh Peck Disclosure. And if you could hit the donate button, that would be awesome. If you were willing to offer some assistance for all the free stuff I've given you, that would be great. Even if you can't donate financially, you can donate your time by sharing this video, telling your friends and family about it, helping get my website out there, Josh Peck Disclosure. You can give all this free material to everybody else. I'd love for you to do that. Because again, like I've said before, it's not about the money, but we do live in a world where you kind of need that to do stuff. So motivation isn't money, it is a tool. So anyway, thank you all so much. I love you all. Take care and God bless.